And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we are going to get going for you right now. Sierra Coy Berry appeared in Huron County District Court to face a misdemeanor charge of second-degree retail fraud. The complaint alleges the incident occurred on July 11th of this year involving property valued under $200. Berry entered a plea of not guilty, and Judge Ferris continued bond at $1,000, which had been posted, with a condition prohibiting Berry from entering the Bad Axe Walmart. The court set a plea cutoff date for September 10th, 2026. And Jessie Marie Blanchard appeared in court on Wednesday before Judge Ferris to face a charge of third-degree retail fraud. The misdemeanor charge stems from an alleged incident on June 19th at the Walmart in Bad Axe. Blanchard entered a plea of not guilty. The court set bond at $1,000 cash, which has been posted with conditions prohibiting her from returning to the Walmart location. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for September 10th at 10:30 a.m. And William Michael Mode appeared in Huron County District Court for his arraignment on felony charges. Judge Ferris presided over the hearing where Mode faces counts of larceny and breaking and entering a building. Prosecutors allege the crimes occurred on May 25th, of 2022. Defense attorney Michelle R. Siv represented Mode during the proceedings. The court maintained the bond at $3,500, which has already been posted. As a condition of his release, Mode is prohibited from contacting the victim and is barred from entering the property involved in the case. The court scheduled a probable cause conference for August 6th, followed by a preliminary examination on August 14th. Mode is retaining his own counsel. And Brittany Lynn Woodwright appeared before Judge Ferris this week as well. The court addressed an amended complaint against Woodwright, which includes a misdemeanor charge of child abuse, intentionally false reporting, and a new felony count of tampering with evidence. The felony charge carries a potential penalty of up to 4 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. Defense attorney Michelle Siv appeared on behalf of the defendant. A plea of not guilty remains in effect for the misdemeanor charge, and the court scheduled a probable cause conference for August 6th, 2026 at 10 a.m., with a preliminary examination and plea cutoff hearing set for August 14th, 2026 at 10 a.m. Michelle Siv has been assigned as Woodwright's court-appointed attorney for the duration of the case. Woodwright's bond remains set at $3,500, 10%, with all previous conditions continuing. And we will be right back after this brief public service announcement.
PFAS are a group of widely used and potentially harmful chemicals found throughout our environment. The good news is that you can reduce your exposure. Here's how. Learn if your drinking water contains PFAS. Follow Eat Safe Fish guidelines. Avoid foam on surface water. And limit the use of products that may contain PFAS. Find more tips to reduce your exposure at michigan.gov/PFAS. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.